Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's a mystery.
What's your trouble, Jerry?
Well, I've got a pretty bad sore down here.
Just stretch out on that table over there. We'll have a look at you.
Hey, the story vividly portrays the misery caused to innocent victims by the ignorance or selfishness of individuals infected with syphilis.
You had to learn the hard way that you can't tell by the looks of a woman whether she has syphilis or not.
Right.
I guess that finishes me. I'll have to quit school and go someplace where people don't know who I am.
Amen.
You're a goddamn genius!
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I know what it is. It's this announcement.
Medical authorities state that of the type of teenage girls applying at public health stations for aid, the percentage that is infected with venereal disease is always very high. In all of these cases where youthful energy and inquisitiveness are unrestrained, the sex urge is always present.
Right.
Ah, what glorious goo.
That's why boys have cooties.
Yep.
Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
Comedy to die for. Alive with laughter and uproarious situations.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
Right. Absolutely. Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. Cello.
Aloha, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, a quick question. I wonder if Rob is through cleaning his house so he can get his drunk on and leave a message for us on the machine.
Oh, yeah, Robbie, when I talked to you last night about my TV thing, you were definitely not to green bottle land yet.
No, I've been getting, you know, I've had six beers last night and nine the night before.
Nine.
But, you know, it's not the kind of drunk where I'm outward going to leave a slurring message. But, yes, and I just want to let you know, I might have been impaired, but I have never once in my life been drunk.
Really? Congratulations, Rob.
I don't believe in it.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't drink to excess. I don't eat to excess.
Well, that marble floor was just wet.
We look forward to the message if it ever gets on the air.
He's just not really a message type guy.
I like one-on-one. I like the immediacy.
Yeah. If Rob wanted to make the drunk call and got the machine, he'd call on the other line. And then if he couldn't get somebody, he'd call somebody else.
He'd call somebody else. Well, the guy's requesting it, and I'm requesting it, too. If there's any chance it could happen, you know, no matter who you would call.
I feel that if I do, it would be put on, I will make a concerted effort, perhaps Friday night when I have no ramifications to pay off the next day.
It's almost as if you're less motivated to drink with your family out of town.
Well, there's not as much need to drink with my family out of town.
Well, how are you enjoying your little break from the family?
It's fantastic. It's great.
You're not lonely at all?
No, I tell them that it's quiet, but I never say that it's lonely. I don't want to be caught in a lie.
That's right.
Carrie says, how is it? I said, it's so quiet here. Maybe too quiet. She says, that's sad. I said, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
She said, I love you. I said, have a good flight.
That's right. Well, there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
He does do that.
Have a good flight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I mean it.
I got a question for you, but I just don't want you to hang up after I ask you this question.
Well, go ahead, axe away.
I didn't say ask. I said ask.
No, you said axe.
Oh, okay, and you're ass, but that's not what I said.
No, you said axe, but go ahead.
Okay, hey, where's Rob at? You know the guy that works for you, Mr. Speedway.
He's in the back. He's right here in the studio with us.
It's not really a question.
He's in the back saluting his Nazi flag. Why?
I'm glad you said that word with his name on it because it's a joke.
What can I do for you,
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Now, listen, even if it's a Nazi joke or an anti-Rob joke, the same rules apply as to anyone else calling the show.
Yeah, you got
to
leave it. Is that a child
Hello?
That I hear? Hello?
Yeah, like I was saying, right? I was going to tell you something about Sacramento, but my kids are...
gotcha. Yeah. That was the guy that wants to talk about the show that's in Baltimore.
Ah, very good. Very good. We got him.
That guy wants to be like the Belcher.
He does.
On our show.
And he's got to tend to those children.
Really? Seriously, dude.
I mean, every time he calls now, the children are just running rampant.
The children of semen. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
I just
wanted to call. I missed the first hour and a half because they preempted with a stupid ball game here in Vegas. And I was wondering if you could take the time out of your show to basically go over any highlights I may have missed, ass.
No, you didn't miss anything. You didn't miss anything, ass. Although, let me just ask you this. Was it like a Giants Day game or something like that?
I believe it's the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Okay, it's not AAA.
It's only worthwhile. Here's our new standard. We will only accept a baseball preemption if the team loses 30-3.
Otherwise, forget it. No deal.
It's got to be 30-3.
Yeah, we're going to bitch about it otherwise.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, boys.
Hey.
The gentleman that called earlier that didn't know he was talking to you, I don't understand people. When you guys answer the phone, it sounds like you're ripping Velcro off my ear.
So you get a really definitive sound.
Oh my God.
When we pick up the phone.
We have had this discussion millions of times.
Here's what it sounds like. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I mean, we've called, obviously, on the request lines as well. We've heard what it sounds like, and it's pretty clear that you're on the air.
Listen for the whoosh.
Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but come on. We love those dummies. I mean, really, where else could you – what are the odds of getting one guy that doesn't know he's talking to us when we're not using, like, fake voices?
Right.
And then you got a guy calling in to bust balls on the other guy, and he doesn't know.
Joe theorizes that it's vacation season.
Well, I did find it entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
That it's vacation season, and there's more recreational drinking going on, and that might be one of the reasons.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
My lord, my lady.
Hay is for horses. Candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
What speed are you going right now? What's the speed your car is traveling at right now? You on the 100. Phone. You, sir. What? How fast are you going?
100.
Roll up the window.
100.
100.
I love you.
Well, it's a day, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Back at you.
They are amusing me today. I shouldn't say that, but they are. I don't know why they are, but they are.
They are.
God, I love the little brains. I really do.
Tiny little minuscule brains.
Okay, I might as long as the phones are open, we might as well give you the things not to call with.
Okay,
good.
Because this is going to be a part of the show now every day so that we don't have to yell at someone that calls with something
very good
that's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean news that's not going to be covered by Buzz.
Right.
Okay?
These are the things that we already know about, so you know that, and you don't need to call with it.
We do know that 53 dogs will probably die today because of Michael Vick.
Right, yes.
Okay? We do know...
Those are the dogs that were taken from his home, and they're unfortunately going to have to be euthanized.
Yes. We also know that Jenna Jameson says she's 100% done doing porno. We don't believe her about that.
Mm-hmm.
We know American Gladiators is coming back to NBC.
I just wanted to say I saw Jenna Jameson, and I think she might be 100% done doing anything.
And we do know that Jeff Gordon will not be on the Donald Trump Apprentice show.
That's a shame.
We do know that the celebrities are Carmen Electra, Joan Rivers, Naomi Judd, George Foreman, Dana Patrick, Pete Rose.
That right there I'm watching.
Tony Hawk and Jim Cramer.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they get Carmen Electra? That must have been a real tough pull for them.
Yeah, like
she's very difficult.
Yeah, they dangled a $1 bill in front of her snatch.
Exactly.
She caught it between her legs.
You know, because you really don't see Carmen Electra doing Mike, just anything.
No. Like almost everyone on that list, how do you think they managed to get George Foreman or Joan Rivers? Or how about your man, Pete Rose, in front of the shops at Caesar's Palace?
You know something? Pete Rose is the reason I'm going to watch that show. I will watch none of the other episodes, but I will watch the episode with Pete Rose.
I think the only get that they've got is Tony Hawk.
The skateboarder?
He's 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's yesterday.
But at least for me, he'd be the only one that I'd be interested to see.
He's a slower-selling video game.
That guy Jim Cramer, you talk about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's the idiot that just screams about stocks, right?
Well, he's the guy that got in the big trouble when he was yelling at the Fed for not lowering interest rates, and then they had him on a show. They had him on the Today Show the very next day.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing.
Jim Cramer going ballistic. His head just exploded. What's new with Macaulay Culkin? We'll check in from Paris after this word from Ealing Stations.
Nice shirt.
That's so right. That is so dead on.
See, also, yes, we know this as well. We actually got some emails about this. This is pretty funny. About TLC, about the Learning Channel.
Yeah.
They're hyping the brand new show, L.A. Inc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they canceled the show from Miami.
Right.
We had the show that was on with the Tuttles,
mm-hmm.
that show about tattoos.
Tattoos down in Miami.
So it's a new show.
They're going to another tattoo parlor?
In L.A. this time.
Okay.
Instead of Miami Inc., it's called L.A. Inc., and they're running an ad that on the bottom of the screen, it says, you're watching L.A. Inc. on TLC, and they spelled your Y-O-U-R.
Ooh. Someone didn't sweat the details.
And you see, it's the Learning Channel.
That's right. Does it smell of a little phonyism when you've got L.A. Inc.? Do you think perhaps they're not really? They might have tattoos, but maybe they haven't been in the tattoo business for a long time.
I don't know. I would think Miami would be a great city to get a real hole-in-the-wall.
Yeah, and I think they did.
Tattoo parlor.
But sometimes, like all of these shows now, they're creating these reality shows, and if they don't have enough sizzle, what they're going to do is probably try to spice it up. And a lot of them strike me as being a little insincere with the cast members. And I think they went out to L.A. because you're going to get more people that maybe were tattoo artists but also dabbling in the acting profession.
Yeah, a lot of reality people are like that. You're right. Exactly. I am glad they're bringing back American Gladiators.
Mm-hmm.
I have turned on ESPN Classic. Every once in a while they rerun it, and I realize what it is that I loved about the idiot show. It was the guys in those big, gigantic balls that rolled around into each other.
Right. Didn't they, you'd have one guy in each individual sphere, and they'd bump the other ones and try to, like, push them off the table or something like that?
And then they also had that big stick with the nerf end of it.
Yeah. Right.
And they would just beat the crap out of each other with that thing.
And they wore Wonder Woman outfits. Isn't that what they
were like wrestling outfits, I think.
But they were kind of Wonder Woman. Weren't they kind of red, white, and blue?
Yeah, they were kind of a combination of Wonder Woman and Richard Simmons.
And you had women and men going at it. Mm-hmm. I remember that show. That wasn't a bad show.
And they had names like Nitro and Slash.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
American.
Oh, sorry, Robbie.
It's all right.
That was not on purpose.
Right.
Although I'm glad. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Although look at him. Look how good he's becoming now.
Yes. You turn his microphone off and he walks away.
What were you going to say?
You'll just have to wait.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Really good, though.
How are you today?
What's up?
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
They're busy. How can we help you?
Oh, hello. How are you?
Ah, yes. Oh, you just clued in. Welcome. A little quicker than the last couple of guys.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I heard you talking earlier about the new Donald Trump show, and Pete Rose is going to be on it, and Mike, you said you're going to watch it just for him?
Right.
Okay. I was up in Cooperstown a couple weeks ago for Cal's induction into the Hall of Fame.
All right, let me ask you this before you go any further.
Yes.
Is there any chance that he was at an off-premises location signing baseballs?
There is. And what was funny was...
How did you know that, Mike?
The forum shops at Caesars.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, sir.
That's okay. We were headed over to Doubleday Field.
Trying. I swear to God, I am trying so hard with this guy.
He forgives you, Mike.
Jesus.
I don't know why you're so hard on the listeners, Mike.
This is a
great story.
Will you teach me how to be nicer to them?
Of course I will.
Thank you.
Here's how you start.
Okay.
Friend?
Yes?
What's your name?
My name is Bob.
Hold on, Bob.
Now, your local on the 8s.
See, I hung up on him.
Very good. Nice. Now watch this.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I was going to talk about how the big reason why they canceled Miami Inc. and sorry, L.A. Inc. is because L.A. Inc. has three hot chicks in it. Miami Inc. had three dudes in it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
That is a great point.
I get sarcasm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say I'm hoping that they bring back the tennis ball target practice.
Oh, 50. Yeah, that was American Gladiators.
Oh, that was another kick-ass part of American Gladiators.
And they were running back and forth, and if they got hit, they were out.
That was a really good part.
All right, love you guys. Rock on.
Okay, let's not get queer about it.
That's it. That's it. See, you were really being nice to him there.
Who was the host that used to, Mike Adamley.
Right.
Was a little guy that used to play like 1 year for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was the hyperactive guy on the sidelines for American Gladiators.
Oh, that's right, trying to make it a little bit more than it really was.
Here in the arena, in the square circle.
Are they going to do it the exact same way?
Don't know. Just know that they're bringing it back.
Okay.
And here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, did Joe Theismann not host that show for a short while?
Did Joe Theismann have anything to do with American Gladiators, Rob? I don't remember.
I don't think so, but he might have had something to do with the Learning Channel spelling check.
God, you got the Vish memory.
Hey, Don.
You really do.
Now, see, now it's your responsibility to bring everyone up to speed on that.
It's such a great story.
When Joe Theismann wrote his book after they won the Super Bowl, he was nice enough to give me a personally autographed copy, and he wrote, Don, you're the best, and he wrote Y-O-U-R.
And it always troubled you.
Thought it was kind of funny from a guy who just written a book
right.
that he didn't put the apostrophe R-E.
Notre Dame guy.
Mike, did you know his name is really Theismann?
Really? Brilliant.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, any chance James Brown might be your dad?
James Brown, you mean the dead James Brown or our friend from CBS?
Yeah, because all these people are coming up and saying that, you know, they're part of his lineage, and you were talking about your prowess and everything, and maybe a little bit of him is in you.
So he's talking about the hardest working man in show business known as the Godfather of Soul, not our good friend the broadcaster on CBS.
No, I think that if any, yes, I would probably be the seed of the James Brown, the Godfather of Soul.
That's what he's saying because people are trying to claim a chunk of his fortune. Would you be willing to take a blood test?
No, because I'm pretty sure if you're going to go, because the whole thought here is that I might be partially black because I am adopted. Have we had this discussion before?
We have, and I don't think it's funny at all.
How many times have brothers called the show and said they're positive I'm at least partly black?
Yes, and really, here's the case of somebody who's in show business, has had a lot of experience with the ladies. Huh? I don't know if he was a big football fan, but I'm seeing all sorts of similarities here. And, you know, I think James Brown was maybe known for his ability to please women.
I've been studying you, and I think you are no more than an octoroon at the very most.
At the most.
And what would that be?
That would be 1/8 black. And if James Brown was your father, you'd be a mulatto.
Now, see, I wouldn't be James Brown. James Brown would not be my father. It would have to be...
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. It would have to be once removed.
Really, seriously, it would be someone probably like Grady on Sanford and Son.
No, because Grady... No.
Grady, thank you for knowing his name.
Because Grady could be your father. You know, you're talking about the age. You'd have to go.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
You said the father thing.
Your father.
You would have to go.
Boy, I wish he was my dad.
You'd have to go, like, to the grandfather. It would have to be the grandfather,
then
right?
That would make him a quadroon.
Well, yeah, but you're saying, you know, I'm not sure whether he's an octoroon or a quadroon.
I don't know.
I know you love those names. So we'd have to go, are we saying great-grandfather?
That would be, yeah.
So great men of black history, we'd have to look back and see who it could be, like perhaps
Carver.
Thurgood Marshall.
I think he might even be a little young.
Yeah, he'd probably be a grandfather.
About George Washington Carver, yeah, maybe.
How about if I'll be like that guy in Louisville. I'll just make it up, say Jackie Robinson was my dad.
Nice.
No, Jackie Robinson. Dad.
Well, no, you're locking it on an octoroon. I say you can go quadroon.
All right, then go quadroon.
Let's go. It's easier if you go quadroon, historically speaking.
Because I was going to suggest the great Frederick Douglass.
Thank you, Rob. Putting it in historical perspective.
You've just blown your nut on your entire Black History Month now.
Mm-hmm.
You've just
it.
Thrown out all the Black History Month that you know.
I can call Bob.
And incidentally,
George
I'm mad.
Washington Carver.
Peanut, Mike. The peanut.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
Invented peanut butter.
We know. Step away.
I can have this discussion, but not with you in the room.
Okay. Step away.
Okay. No, I just meant away out of Mike's line of sight.
That's right. He blocks the light.
I am swarthy.
Mm-hmm.
I am dark. I am naturally
you're
dark.
You're dark-complected. Yes,
that's
you
what
are.
I mean.
Right.
God knows I'm good in between my legs.
Right.
I drive shiny cars.
Mm-hmm.
I fit all the stereotypes.
You know, I think that's something that you could probably... Can't you take those little DNA tests now to find out exactly what's going on?
That's right.
Yeah, but didn't I actually try that when Frieda was still alive? And it ended up being a gigantic ripoff of like $400.
I think it's further along now. I think they can get more information.
They really can do that.
Well, I would do it if there is a firm out there that could come down and give me a swab, and if it's possible that they could tell me something about my genetics, about where I, you know, because I don't, really, I'd be curious. I don't know Dick.
And, you know, really, I think everybody's in that same category. Believe it or not, everybody's in that same class. Because you talk about grandfathers, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, and you don't know if there's maybe a little hidden secret in the old family tree.
Sure.
Everybody's got them.
But the one thing that all you cats have that those of us who are adopted don't is at least you know who your mother is and who your father
is. That
is
true. That's right.
That I don't know. And there's a part of me that does like the wide open thought that, like, what if I ever did meet my father? And what if he was black? I'd be cool with it.
But, I mean, if you get the swab, can they do it now so that they can actually say, you know, these are where maybe your origins are?
Give it the exact breakdown in percentages of what you are. They can do that now with DNA.
Oh, you got to try
Well,
that.
Why don't we get that down here, then?
Oh, that's going to be – let's have a party that day. I think that's going to be – well, don't you – they do it, and then they send it away, and then it takes a while, and it comes
time,
back.
Yeah.
Can't they do it immediately?
No.
You want it now.
Has to go to a lab.
You know, that would work for radio, where they swab your cheek, and then by the end of the show, hey, here are the results, man.
What percentage of black would I have to be before you stop being my best friend?
Rob.
I have my own theory about you.
What is it?
I don't think you're black at all.
What do you think I am?
I think you are Scotch-Irish.
Please. No, Scotch-Irish.
Look at my complexion. Are you kidding?
I think you are Italian, and there might be some Native American in you.
I agree.
I'm going to write down.
DJ name aside.
You're right, DJ name aside, because that was just a fake name that was given to me by a guy.
Right.
You also love to gamble.
Wait a minute.
What? The Indian casino?
And drink, yeah.
I drink my fire water.
Let's go all the way with it.
Rob, take this, will you, please?
Yes.
Because I have a theory. I mean, the fact that you've got your DJ name is Geronimo. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that, you've got a little, there's a potential. If you really look, if you look to the side. Let me see you in profile.
No, you're just setting up Rob for something here, and I don't mind waiting.
Well, no, I mean, but look, let me see you in profile, because okay, I think, see, that's a little American Indian, but I also have always had a very strong theory that can be summed up in the song. I've always
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
I'd shoot myself.
Oh no, you wouldn't.
No,
it'd be wonderful.
No,
it'd be wonderful. It's the family of America. It's the great melting pot that is the United States.
I'm kidding, of course.
Yes,
you know who knows? I probably am.
What if you were Irish? You're the Black Irish.
How could I be Irish?
Because
Mike?
The Spanish Armada landed on the shores of Ireland. I went to school with a bunch of guys that had big black bushy hair, big dark eyebrows, dark eyes.
Really?
Yes, they're called the Black Irish, and they were descendants of the Spanish Armada when the Spanish Armada landed on the shores of Ireland.
Hello, Dale.
And merged with the Irish people.
Lucky charm, Dale. Hello. Yes,
not that kind of Black Irish. No.
Not that kind?
Well, you know, maybe we can do that somewhere down the road.
Get that test. I'd love to have that done.
That'd be exciting.
If anyone could help, please.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you are my father, call and I'll give you a Cadillac.
A brand new one, right? Is it still a used one, or are you going up to brand new?
It's the one that I've had in the garage, Mike, for the last 4 years.
Waiting.
One more call. We got to hit a break. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don, co-host. Do you know the co-host name for the American Gladiators?
The co-host. Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. Was it Larry Zonka?
Yes, it was.
Very good.
Got it.
Good pull.
Winner.
Got it.
On that one.
Your father will not call, Don.
Why?
Because sadly, Nat King Cole has passed away.
What was he?
Oh, my God.
What was he?
Oh, he was pure.
Mona Lisa.
He was pure. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.